za Yesu. Kamita Yesu.
Principles of Economic Discipleship or Kingdom Economics. My name is Dr. Viv Grigg. There will be 2 days of training followed by 30 days of podcasts sent to your cell phone or accessible off the web, followed by 1 day of reporting back with what you have done. The introductory topic for our seminar is the 10 principles of economic discipleship. We'll begin this topic by looking through the book of Genesis, then expanding that into Leviticus, and then later we'll develop this across the New Testament, 10 principles of economic discipleship. From Genesis, we will move into looking at the Jubilee and the Sabbath year in Leviticus. Then we'll look through some of the Old Testament in terms of the poor and poverty, and then move on to the prophets and the New Testament and Jesus' declaration of the Jubilee and what that means for us in terms of economics. This is then reflected into the New Testament church in the book of Acts and Paul's teaching, and that leads us to the final consummation of history and God's purposes for that consummation. Along the way, we'll look at the realities of the slum condition and the economic issues that we face in each society. So each day after the initial consultation, you will receive in your email a podcast, an MP3, of an audio file to listen to for that day. Some are 5 minutes, some are up to 30 minutes. Or you will need to go to the local internet cafe to download some of these off the website, at economicdiscipleship.online. It's not economicdiscipleship.com or .org, but economicdiscipleship.online. And there you can download these files as well to your cell phone or to your computer. Then at the end, you'll come back together for this reporting back and telling stories. So each week you have an assignment over the 6 to 8 weeks between the initial consultation and the final reporting back. And so you have assignments which are there on the first page, the index page, the first item. And so you'll work on those assignments and report back on them in the final report back session. And there is a document for you to fill in to check off what you have covered in the listening. And then to get a photo and a story for the reporting back is another important part of the process. So all of this is to facilitate you to implement the teaching, to teach it to your people, to work with them in implementing some of these teachings, and then to see where it leads in terms of changing the lives of the economic lives of your people and the economic life of your church. And eventually, this will lead to changing the economic life of your community. So that's the structure of this training program. And I'm looking forward to seeing what God will do for you all.